The Weekly Conversations with Maitreya is open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic, mission of Maitreya, eternal divine path. We ask everyone to go to our website and learn the teaching first, so your questions will be on topic. Those who have not gone to our website and do not know our teachings will not have microphone privileges. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Be a seeker and empty the cup of your previous knowing for the new wine of God. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Send the questions which are too personal and or are not related to the teachings to questions@maitreya.org. Questions will be taken in text also, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in our cyber church and hearing a lecture. Please listen to the complete answer to your last question before typing another question. If you would like to listen to his, Maitreya's, previous lectures, satsangs, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room, Discourses by Maitreya, God's Words Continuously, Religious Groups section. Shalom and welcome to everyone.
Shalom and welcome to the Mission of Maitreya's Conversation Room. The voice of reason again have come to earth and calling man to turn around and go to God. It is a blessing that they have been receiving these revelations as the word of God to recognize that their salvation is to overcome their own ideas, the celebrations that are not godly, and anything that takes them away from the focusing on God to anything else will result to great upheavals and disasters that we can see is coming to earth. And since this revelation have come to man, things has happened that humanity had never seen before. And each of them a waking call for man to awake and realize that going against the word of God is disastrous, because the purpose and of creation is to turn around, be baptized, and go to God. And anything that is been set up against that purpose is against the setup of nature and creation and is from ego, and therefore it creates karma and it results to the payback of not going according to the natural way of the universe. Therefore we who study God and His ways should not be surprised that in this time, after God has sent a call to man and calling them to turn around and go to God, such a disaster happens in this time, and those are again a sign for man to wake up. The tsunami, the 9/11, the Katrina, hurricane, these are all unprecedented, and human do not remember in their history, in their short history, I should say. And each of them are phenomena that never happened before to humanity. Therefore, even the people who consider themselves intelligent and smart should start seeing a pattern, something new is happening on earth, and start looking for the reasons behind them instead of trying to patch things up and go back the way things were. It's time to reconsider our work and the way we live and the way we do things, and bring our understanding with the understanding of nature. You should not oppose nature. Nature always wins. Always. No matter how wonderful engineering we implement into it, it usually results to another disaster or something that we did not see it. We should not oppose nature, but even a study of engineering and how we can deal with the nature should be according to natural ways, so we can be harmonizing with it instead of going against it. Yes, we might win for a while, and we think that we won, but always at the end, nature wins. So humanity have a lot of soul searching and understanding, and seeing this revelation and the truth have come to them, so they can turn around and bring natural ways of living the way it's been set up to self-sustain itself. If you take a part of the nature which is created to self-sustain it, other problems will come up and will not let humanity to enjoy the universe as it is supposed to be enjoyed and be with. And the way, of course, has been given in, though in our teachings, we have to look at the new science based on the Spirit and God, and therefore we can harmonize ourselves with the nature, and of course, with following the eternal divine path, even a spiritual understanding will increase, and we will follow the natural way of living in communities based on the Word of God. And we will not create karmas that come back and destroy us. Universe is created self-sustaining. It is created to guide man toward a return to Godhead. That humanity truly should understand. The whole universe is created for that purpose, to turn around the darkness, the ego, to go back home. They understand it. If they don't understand it, if they come and listen to this teaching or not to come, doesn't make any difference. That is the law. That is the setup that will work no matter if we are aware of it or if we are not. If we are aware of it and we work with it and understand it and follow it, at least our individual karma will be lightened and we will not suffer as much as those who go against it. If the society understand it, if the schools understand it, if the teachers understand it, if the leaders understand it, if the whole earth understand it, then they realize they are all a part of God, and they should come together and listen to his revelation. He has created this universe, therefore he knows how it best works. If they realize that the only way to salvation and stoppage of these destructive forces that has been released on earth is God and his ways, then they stop arguing, they stop having opinions which is against God's way, and their opinion and God's way become one. Therefore, unity will come to them because they are all thinking like God, and those who think alike become one, become a community. They overcome their own ideas and wants and desires and attachments and psychological hang-ups and let God come through them as a spirit. And when God and you are one and God and I are one, then we are one. That's the only way we can become one. And this man has been resisting from the very beginning of creation to this point, and Now humanity have indeed to turn around and see this truth. Amina, have a question? Go ahead, Amina.
Sono Maitreya, my question was in regards to collective karma, looking at all the natural disasters. What about the godly people that are in these places that do get hit? What is the purpose of collective karma? If you could maybe explain more about that. Thank you.
Collective karma is related to a group or a people who have a destiny together, and they agree in specific topics or ideas which is against God's idea, and therefore they all create karmas collectively. That is collective karma. Usually it relates to a nation, to a group, to a religion. But of course that doesn't mean if anybody is in a nation, all of them will have that collective karma. If they do not agree with the collective belief and understand God's way, they will not be included in that collective karma. If they are in a religion that everybody believes in a set of dogma, but they don't, they do not have that collective karma of that religion. Therefore, collective karma only applies to those who do agree in a collective belief which is not godly. That can even be an international collective karma when a group of people believe in something that, again, is not godly, is not based on the comings of light, awakening of spiritual forces, creation of comings of light, sacrifice, and then submit to God, become universalist, and therefore become a child of God. Now about those who were caught in this disaster and suffered, it's easy to say that they had their karma and therefore they're paying for it. That might create a feeling of, okay, we don't have to do anything about it, so we have to leave them alone to suffer. As many Far East philosophy teach that. For example, there was a story that a child falls off the boat to the water and nobody rescues him. It was in one of those forest countries. And then a person was there and I said, why didn't you guys do anything? They said that was her karma to die and drown. It's absolutely unacceptable belief that you should not help people because it's their karma to suffer. But as we create less karma and we become more natural and we follow nature, if there is a suffering that we can do nothing about it, of course, you can say maybe those people who suffered in it, they did have some karma previously in their previous lifetimes, and therefore nobody could help them and suffered, and you can accept that was a judgment toward them, and they didn't learn their lessons. Of course, God also have given us intelligence. We have to use it. When somebody says that a Category 5 hurricane is coming and the possibility is going to hit New Orleans, you jump into your car and drive away as far as you can, if you could, of course. But of course, not everybody could. That's possible. So issue is much more complex, but if people got hit and they are suffering, the government or the nation have the ability, capability to help them, or the international community can come together and help them, of course, it is the responsibility and duty of those people to help those who are suffering. So suffering is not always the law of karma. Sometimes it just happens that the hurricane comes and you do not listen to the warning and you stay there hoping you're going to ride over it. And it doesn't happen. You get hit and you suffer. There is no doubt some of those who suffered in it might have some karma that they had to pay for it, and they did. There might be some people that just cut into the hurricane because they didn't listen to the warning. Some people didn't have any choice and they couldn't move or they couldn't leave. So in every situation, there are many factors involved. So we cannot just say, well, they all had karma and we dismiss them as, okay, we don't have to do anything for them and let them suffer and completely be destroyed. But collective karma is the truth. Those who collectively go against God's will, they create collective karma. They might suffer together in a disaster or a suffering that comes to them. But of course, not all the suffering is from karma. This is happening also in history. We see that those who become great nations or people, in the beginning they believe in God and they believe in their religion and greatly follow God's word. They are responsible, they are hard workers, they are less egoistical, they are not self-centered, they help one another. And later on when they become prosperous and they no longer feel they are threatened with other people, they forget about God. Also in history, we can see that has happened. Not in only one country or one nation, but history has shown any time this happens, of course the grace will be taken away. And in this time, humanity have to recognize this pattern. Actually, the whole history has been created for the last 12,000 years for man to learn the lessons in the history for the last 12,000 years. If they learn the history, they will not make the same mistake and therefore they will not repeat the same mistakes. Prosperity and power and gaining the grace of God is to use that to unify humanity, to bring greater degree of God's word to man and use our extra time to meditate and awaken our spiritual forces more instead of glorifying our body or become more selfish and therefore create separation and disunity. And in nations who become selfish or self-centered, the whole society falls apart, not because they don't have a system set up in it, but because of the self-centeredness and selfishness, those systems do not function correctly anymore because people don't have work ethic anymore. They do not want to help one another. They do not want to be in the system and accept the place in it. And everybody wants to be number one in the stuff, lead, follow, or stay out of the way. Everybody wants to lead when they don't know how to lead, and that is when the chaos comes. Therefore, we can see, although we have system, our systems are not working properly as they used to. Probably 100 years ago, our systems were much more effective because people in it accepted their places, accepted the responsibility, were willing to follow, and therefore it worked. So the problem in the history, if you study it, is not that they didn't have the power or setup as before, but the individual in that system no longer were the same as the system started. Just study Romans. The only thing they wanted was to eat, to sleep, to go to those games and see the gladiators kill each other or bring other people to be eaten by lions and this and that. And each of them were selfish people who no longer could work as Rome did in the beginning. Persians, Greeks, these are all the lessons that now those who have the blessing of God should see and realize why they have been chosen. God chose people to do something. If you're an ambassador of a country to go in another country, you have been chosen to represent that country to another country. If you just sit there saying, I'm ambassador, I'm great, but not to go to another country represented, then you're not doing your duty. Now, if I have been chosen, what I have been chosen for, if I'm chosen just feel good, I'm chosen, then that choosing will be taken away from you and will be given to other people. But if I understand I've been chosen for a purpose, for a mission, for a reason, then I will do what God chose me to do, and therefore I can fulfill my destiny. So the history has to be understood. The word of God have to be recognized. Humanity have a lot to learn, to overcome, to come together, to realize there is only one world, one humanity, one Savior, one God. That God is everything, and since He is a spirit, He comes through a prophet, a major manifestation, Christ, whatever you want to call Him, to bring the message of God to man. That message is not something to take lightly. It is a warning. It is a guidance. It is a light have come to you to direct you back to God. There is one humanity because God is everything. And therefore, this is the time to overcome separative ideas and separation and bring man to the recognition and realization that they are all from the same essence, and therefore they have to come together, share earth, reach to a space, at the same time follow the natural way of earth and not oppose it. Opposition to the nature always ends up human lose. That's why we suggested the science based on the spirit. How we can use what God has given us on earth in a way not only we benefit, but also nature benefit from it, so we can live in harmony with nature, and therefore with that harmony we do not create situations that we suffer so immensely. And by following God's way, of course, we will not create karma, and eventually we reach a point that anybody who really suffers for anything, it is their karma. It is not because of man's doing. And this teaching, of course, is given all the solutions for creating that earth. And it is salvation of man. And whoever goes against it, they are going against God, and they will suffer for it. There is no doubt about that. And those who resist it, they delay the fulfillment of this revelation. That's why we are calling everyone to come and see and understand and reach out any way they can to teach humanity that the way is the way of God. They are one. There is only one religion, and that is eternally one path. And there is one way, and that is the way of Christ and God. If you have any opinion, any ideas differ than this, then do not blame God if you do not receive the grace of God and disaster comes to you. That is how this universe has been created. If you do something which is against this setup, it creates karma. If you do things according to the setup, you flow with it, and you will be taken in a ride of joy to God. So far, most humanity have chosen to go against that ride. We actually want to conquer the nature, and we are a speck in comparison with the universe and the awesome power that exists in it. Man never, ever can overcome all the powers which exist in the universe. They can try if they want to, but at the end, the universe wins. the sooner human come to this understanding and come together and realize that they should leave natural and understand the word of God and become one in His word and revelations and the scriptures, the sooner they will harmonize themselves with the universal laws and setup. And the first step, of course, is the communities of light and following of the eternal divine path. So simple, so easy. The only thing you have to do to meditate, awaken your spiritual forces, create a community of light or join a community of light, sacrifice in it and teach other also, forego selfishness and self-centeredness, surrender and submit to God for what you have been chosen to do. Otherwise, you will bring disharmony to your environment, and that is not our teachings. Our teachings is unity and harmony. If you cannot unify and harmonize, you're not following our teachings. But if each person follow will of God for them, then they can harmonize and be in an environment and helpful to the environment. But if they don't, they no longer can be helpful, but they create disharmony in the communities of light. And also shatter all narrowness of the mind. Separation from other beings in the universe is narrowness of the mind. Anything that separates man from man or any part of the universe from other part of the universe is from ego, and ego separates and is away from God. Therefore, become universalist. Then you have no choice to be so different than anybody on its earth. You no longer belong to any race, any nationality, any language, any gender. You shatter all the narrowness of the mind. You know thyself. You are ready to live in community with other people and harmonize. You're ready to sacrifice, are ready to know God's will for you, and you are ready to accept all cultures and universe as a part of God. That is pretty different than most humans at this stage, but their stage is no longer acceptable. That's separative ideas, destructive tendencies. Since this revelation have come to man, just look, for the last 20 years, things has happened that had never happened before. And it will happen if we do not come to grip of the realization that God indeed has sent this to man. And it's a call to everyone. It's a call to all to come to recognize that our religions have sent from one God. There is no separation between them. Take the dogmas out of them. See the essence of each. You see, it's from God. That is harmony. That is godly. That is from God. You bring ego and separation, that bring disharmony and destruction. Timothy has a question. Go ahead, Timothy.
Shalom, Maitreya. Shalom, everyone. Could you please talk about the pitfall of pure consciousness and being zealous and impatience, man's impatience over God's time and when God brings forth those things that we feel we are waiting for in the mission?
Being zealous to go to God only is good, but being impatient when we are not ready, then our will and God's will are not in harmony. We are pushing our own ideas and understanding and will. And therefore, again, create disharmony because it is our will to see things happen according to our way and understanding and will. That, again, bring this harmony, and it's not according to God and His ways. That is where the meditation comes in. We have to go to that stillness, that has been taught in the mission and stay with it. And if we find something in the mission can be improved, we can bring it to the light and improve it. And if everybody says, yes, indeed, our way is better than their way, then, of course, we accept your way as a better way. That's why in this mission, you cannot just complain. But you have also have the solution for your complaint. We have meetings every Saturdays after the Sabbath. It's called a community unity meeting. In this meeting, if you find something in the community that can be improved, you can bring it up and say, this is not a good way to do it. But if you just complain and you don't have any solution for it, your complaint will not be accepted. So being impatient is the same thing. Impatient means a person who complains but doesn't have a solution how to solve the problem. So they complain because they don't see it, it's going as fast it should, but they don't have a solution how make it go faster, the place they want to go. So it's good to be zealous. It's good to be one-pointed toward God and wanting nothing but Him, but it's not good to be impatient. Impatience comes from our desire to see something happen which we don't have any solution for it, and we do not understand it, and we don't have the grip of the situation, therefore we become impatient. At the same time, it's very understandable. Those who first come to the mission, they see the vision, they realize the beauty of it, and they want to go to the street and make everybody turn around and see the vision and come to it. And when they see a lot of people don't see the vision, they are surprised. Why more people don't see this vision? And they become impatient, and sometimes even they lose their own faith because of that impatience. But if you see the vision, if you see it from God, who cares if anybody come and didn't? Doesn't really matter. It is your religion. It is your vision of God which has come to you and you have seen it. Therefore, the number does not become important to you any longer. Of course, you enjoy when you see more people come and join and see the vision. Number is the hand of God. The more people come together, the more harmony we will have on earth. Don't be impatient. Work on yourself. Work on your vision. Work on your understanding and eventually accept this as from God. If it is, if it's not, prove it to me it's not, then we both leave it. But it is. It is from God with all the signs and the backing has been given to it. If still somebody have a doubt that it is from God, then they have to study more and realize and recognize that God said it will come. The time is ripe. All the signs are being given to humanity that this revelation is the last revelation of God to man. It's perfect. It makes sense. It's based on the Word of God. It's a scriptural. It shows the way back to God. Even the psychologists and psychiatrists can benefit from it. Businessmen can benefit from it. Government and leaders can benefit from it. And everything has been explained in it. And it all makes sense. If you see this vision clearly, why to be impatient? Just relax. Sit back. Look at the mission. If you have a better idea, great. We are always looking for improvement. We are not against new ideas, improved ideas, good ideas. We are open to them. We actually encourage people to have good ideas on how we can best spread this mission. We encourage people to take charge and responsibility to spread this mission in any way they can. Therefore, we are not opposed to your ideas, but we are opposed to the complainers, those who complain but do not bring any improvement. You don't like our way, implement your way. If your way is better, we follow that. Of course, I have to learn all this lesson for the last 25 years, and now I'm giving it to you so you don't have to go through the same process. Be amazed. Such a fantastic revelation have come to them, and they are still hanging to the ego, separative ideas, this harmonical behavior. And then you recognize how hard it is to change man to God's way. That's why it took 12,000 years for God to create 144,000 elects from 6 billion. It's a drop in a bucket. So if you are an elect, you have already been chosen. You have already gone through 12,000 years of meditation and progress. And when you see your vision, you will be in fire. And these words are going to be the word of God and fire to your consciousness, and you will see indeed the way is the eternally one path. Then you use all your ability and good ideas to spread and implement it to every situation possible. That's what God said, be zealous therefore. He wants you to be zealous, but zealous with wisdom. Zealous with the subjective approach, with the objective adjustment, with the ability to see where the vision is trying to take you, but adjust yourself to the situation you are at. We have to adjust ourselves to give this message. Most important part is to spread this message wide and as deep as possible, so more and more those who are elected to see this vision come together, so we can create the facilitating body and reach to the grassroots of humanity and eventually create the hierarchy from people, by people, for people, which is not yet fulfilled. Then, of course, we can eventually bring the kingdom of God on earth and harmony to humanity and peace and tranquility and unity and the golden age that all are waiting for. It will happen, for sure. If you also keep in your mind that God said His kingdom will come, and this is from God, what to worry? If people came, didn't come, joined, didn't join, what we say is so far ahead of so many humans that it goes right over their head. You say to a Muslim that this is the last revelation of God, it's impossible for them to imagine that there is going to be another prophet after Prophet Muhammad. When you say this is the only way, Christians say, no, Christ is the only way. Of course, Christ came 7 times. They don't know that. You have to teach them. Yeah, He is the only way, but He came 7 times. So we are very unique people indeed that we have seen the vision and we have come to love it and accept it and join it. But at the same time, we are pioneers. Pioneers do not have the easiest job. Pioneers are the people who have to conquer the land, make it livable, so other people might join them and live in it. But also pioneers have more fun than other people. They find the gems and beauty of the land. They find it virgin and ready to be conquered and shaped to the way they want it. Actually, some people are unhappy because there is nothing to conquer anymore on earth. That's why the spirit of pioneering take them to space and they want to find something new. That is the kind of a spirit we need in this mission. Spirit of pioneers. They are willing to go where other men don't want to go, or can't go, or afraid to go, or it's not safe for them to go. That's what they feel. So not very many people want to be pioneers. So be patient, but be zealous. Adjust your time. If you have a better way, bring it over and implement it and show the mission that, yes, indeed, your way is better than ours. We follow your way, but do not just complain. It's not only for you, everybody in this mission. We should find better ways doing things. That is the way of light. The way of darkness is complaining. The way of light is improvement. For the new people in this room, we have a website that they have posted it at the top of the page, and we claim that this is the last revelation of God, opening of the seven seals. It is the revelation that all the religions of the world have been waiting for, and now it is here, the time is ripe, the prophecies are fulfilled, the tribulation indeed is on earth, and the revelation is completed. We come to this room to study the teaching in a greater degree, so we encourage everybody to go to our website, to come to our rooms, discuss these things, and this hour on Saturday is for me to come here as the first person who experienced this revelation to explain it to you in a greater degree. That's why we are asking everybody to know our teaching before come to this room, and if they have questions related to the teaching, they can bring it here and we can discuss it. So as far as I am in the body, we can clarify as much points as possible. So after I leave my body, the teaching will not become like other teachings and religions that has been replaced by man's ideas. And after me, there is no interpreter who will come and say, yeah, I had this vision and Maitreya meant this, and believe in his name and you would be saved. In these explanations, eventually humanity will have a good set of revelation and explanation that they do not or cannot change it anymore. So if you are new to this room, go to our website, come to our rooms, study. If you are a member of the mission, then meditate on these words, listen to them over and over, and follow eternal divine path, create communities of light, come and join the mission, become a part of the facilitating body by proving that you are indeed 100% for the mission, and you understand it, you harmonize, you are a leader, and you can take charge and create environment that other people can come and join and become one with this mission. Therefore, this mission is very systematic, it's true, and has much realization and truth in it. At the same time, relax and have fun with it. Do not let anything affect you. March on and on and on. No situation dishearten you, but solve the situation until you reach a place that we can have the communities of light, we can reach to humanity in a greater degree, and we will be there eventually. If it's in this lifetime, next lifetime. Reincarnation is truth. You will come back again and again and again and again until you reach pure consciousness. Even when you reach pure consciousness, you will be sent back to help others until all those who are ready to go back to God. That is the truth. Anyone who teaches anything against this or different than this, they do not have the grip of the truth or reality of God's way and revelation, and he has sent this revelation to man, and we will be one. I guess there is a question here. Ajasa Brahmamurti is asking, will attend the Feast of Tabernacle also benefit the world, or does it only benefit the person involved? I see. The question is about the Feast of Tabernacle that we will have soon in a couple of weeks. It's a yearly gathering of the members of the mission who come together to the center in Albuquerque or New Mexico, and we come together and celebrate the 8 days of the Feast of Tabernacle. the Feast of Tabernacle is the feast that is being chosen of one of the seven feasts or the holy days of God in Leviticus 23 in the Bible. And that is the last feast in the year for those who believe in God and His ways to follow. Actually, the whole feast is the expectation of coming of Christ. And the 7 days is to glorify God, and the Spirit of God indeed is on earth in a greater degree. Anytime a group of people come, glorify God, meditate together, discuss this teaching with one another, meditate, chant, dance, and do everything that God has been given for them to do, it only not benefit them, it benefits the whole humanity, because they create a collective consciousness and a greater energy together that which can affect everybody on earth. In this feast, indeed, Christ or God's Spirit is supposed to come to earth, and then the last days all come together and rejoice on it. And the night before the last day is the coronation of God as the King on earth and the coming of His kingdom. Therefore, it is not only the Spirit of God comes to earth, but it will be recognized as the King and His word as the word that should be followed. And He chose the Anointed One to bring His word and ways to man. So the Feast of Tabernacle is the zenith or the heights of the year. And the Spirit of God will be felt with everybody in the feast in a greater degree. You can find that from the people who have been in the feast. The energy is amazing and incredible. And the more people come, that energy will be greater. Yes, indeed. Not only it benefits you, it benefits the community, and it benefits the whole world. Hope that answers your question. And our time is up, and these words again have come to you directly from the Most High. These are the bread of life and the light to man. Let our humanity recognize this and come together. Therefore, we can have peace on earth as soon as possible and bring the harmony to our life, to the community, to humanity, so His kingdom will be on earth. Be good, be with God, and recognize the truth of God. Shalom, everybody.